say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make you cry, for even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again, remember me.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Well, hi, this is Jeff Galloway. You are listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 548 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on this very special episode is Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Do you have a shout?
Yeah, just to all of our listeners over the years, we think that you're wonderful, and we really appreciate your taking your time to listen while you're running and riding in the car or whatever you're doing. And so, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Also, with us on the show, as always, our exceptional co-host, the one and only Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Michael. So for this one, let's see, I'm going to choose Losing My Religion by R.E.M. is one of the songs I listen to on my running playlist.
Very, very good. I actually know that song, Chris.
See, you finally got you one. It took this long, but you finally found one you knew.
Mm-hmm. Michael Stivic is the lead singer for that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Michael Stivic is
Stivic
not.
Stivic is all in the family. All in the family, but yes, close enough.
Oh, well, it's close, yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to hear him sing this song, but Meathead.
Jeez, the boys of me. So this is the 548th episode of the Mickey Miles podcast, and we are here to announce that the Mickey Miles and More podcast is going on hiatus. We're doing that for a number of reasons. Life has gotten very busy for the three of us, and it's becoming very, very difficult to find the time to do quality shows that our listeners so richly deserve. So we're taking a little bit of a break, and that is one of the reasons. That's certainly not the only reason. I'd like to turn this over to Michelle to maybe discuss one of the other reasons why we are putting the show on hold for now.
Well, I think that you pretty much summed it up, that we love doing the show. We love getting together. We usually record on Sunday nights, and it is a time to kind of just really, honestly, the things that we chat about on the podcast are the things that we would chat about if we sat down and had a meal together or sat down and had a drink together. We're all very good friends. We, you know, this is how we talk when we're just hanging out and the times we do get to hang out. So that part is really, really fun. What makes it really tricky is just all of our busy schedules. And Mike, I know you do a lot on post-production. I do a lot on pre-production. Chris is always in his studio drawing and taking time away from his work and his family to do this. So we're just a little bit tired. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, the thing too is, you know, when you guys started this podcast, I wasn't even on. I was on the third episode, I believe, right? I think that was like it was on towards the beginning.
Yeah, second or third.
Yeah, and there was a big boom in the running world and Run Disney, and people were asking a lot of questions about what to do in a race and how do I, you know, get the runner's retreat or how do I get my bibs or where do I go for this? And there was a lot of these questions that were going on with the Disney thing. And I think over the years, you guys have answered a lot of those questions and it starts to get to a point where you're repeating yourself over and over again with the same things. And I don't think anybody wants to do that where you start repeating yourself in terms of shows. But I mean, I do remember listening to the show as a, you know, when I was just listening and getting information that helped me in the Run Disney world. So it was I was always grateful to every little bit of information and then all the guests that you guys would have on to discuss the different things and other people's perspectives. It was a great resource for me. And then these days now, you know, sort of the running boom has kind of died down a bit. There's fewer runners. The Disney races are sort of dwindling a little bit. The numbers are going down. Well, so I don't know. So in my head, it seems like we've sort of come full circle in terms of that. You know, when you guys asked me to come on the show, I was so excited just to be able to sit and chat with you guys and have our weekly kind of chatting sessions where we kind of talk about this stuff. And we, you know, commiserate about the goods and the bads about the Run Disney stuff and then as we expanded beyond to all the other Disney you know, the parks and all that kind of stuff, it was a lot of fun. But you know, Mike won't ever say this, but you know, the guy has a 2-hour commute each way. He's out in the morning at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't get home until 7-8 o'clock at night. He has to work on shows, put this stuff together, put it out. It's exhausting. And so we've been lucky enough to have Mike do all this stuff. And, you know, after a while, it burns you out. And so we've just been very lucky that Mike has been a resource. And I think he's earned himself a little bit of a break to kind of regroup and gain some steam again. And, you know, Michelle, you've been doing so much stuff behind the scenes as well, finding guests and, you know, getting everything put together. And, you know, there comes a time when you got to just take a break. And I don't think this is the end. I think, like you said, I think it's a hiatus. I think I'd love to see us do shows now and again, just when, you know, the subjects hit us, when things hit us and it's like, hey, let's get together on a Sunday night and have a chat. And who knows, maybe check your feeds one day. There'll just be a surprise show that just pops up. So,
Yeah. And I wanted to mention, you know, that we have the Mickey Milers, and we have no plans to shut that down. We will continue to, you know, to be on Facebook with that group. There's about 325 Mickey Milers. But we also have our patrons, and we're really, really grateful because the bandwidth and hosting the bandwidth for iTunes to, you know, to get your feed for the Mickey Miles podcast costs money for us to have, you know, an email. It costs money for us to have a website, and all that is directly supported by the patrons. So we're not going to turn off the patronage. If you would like to turn it off when, you know, as we're going on hiatus, we completely understand, but we're going to keep that on, and we'll keep that account going, and that money will be used to making sure that we have that feed available if you want to go back and listen to old Mickey Miles podcasts, if you want to go listen to your old Jeff Galloway interviews, or when Sean Astin was on, or when we've done our bracket shows or whatever, that will still be there for you.
Yeah. Plus, okay, so I'm going to be – so also another problem that we've been having is – and I think it's come across on the website or on the show is that we've been – and people have accused us of being kind of negative lately about Disney and everything, and we were not very positive. And I think that's a problem too. I think we've – I think probably based on that, you can say that we've sort of become disillusioned a little bit with the doings with Disney and what's been going on with corporate and with – you know, within the, you know, the Disney parks. And so, rather than, you know, put out a podcast, I follow this guy on Tumblr, and he is an Imagineer wannabe, and I follow his feed, and I found myself getting very upset by it, because it's a gentleman who wants to be an Imagineer, but all he does is complain about what choices are made. And I find myself getting annoyed and bothered, and I'm like, do we really want to put out a show where we're always negative about something instead of the positive? So I think for us too, it's also like a palate cleanser to kind of step back a little bit and not be so negative, and hopefully not have people being, you know, turned off by us being complaining all the time and not happy with the way Disney has been going lately. And so, at least for me anyway, how I feel.
Well, and I don't want to get into specifics, but I know that for me personally, you guys know that I've been through some things in the you know, the recent past with Disney that have really made me very, very sad. And it's just kind of taken the wind out of my sails. So it's definitely been a decider for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just sort of, you know, you just feel like, well, I can't, you know, go onto a show and be rah-rah Disney when I don't feel like they're providing. I mean, from your incident, and then also just like we were talking about, like on the last show with plussing, and like sort of they have changed the way they are, and I don't know if I want to be a you know, a de facto free shill for them when I don't have to be. So, at least for me. I don't know. Mike, any of your feelings in there?
Well, I think that there are a couple things. I think the two of you have hit on a lot of things that, you know, I think it's a it's very easy to come up with reasons, one or two reasons to stop something like this. But I think that when you have a number of them, I think it makes more sense to discuss and understand why, you know, we're stepping back. Number one, I think you mentioned this, Chris, there's been a downturn in the Run Disney craze. Of course, the cancellation of the West Coast races had a lot to do with that. We have also seen a downturn. Even before they canceled those races, we have seen a drop in the amount of participants and finishers. At the same time, the prices have gone up. Number two, what Michelle alluded to, that has definitely had an impact on all three of us, and it speaks a lot to how hypocritical Disney can be, and how there are things that unfortunately we see in parts of the company that we don't agree with. We never have, and I know from the start, I have never been, and I think I speak for the both of you, saying that the last thing I want to be is a shill for anybody. And I want to praise and give props when they're due and say, hey, this is good for their customers, for their clientele. But I also want to say, you know, I think that this could be done better, or I really have a problem or an issue with this. And I think that has affected all three of us. I think that also, beyond those, the thing with the Run Disney and the incident that Michelle was alluding to, I think that overall, the overall way that the company has been going the last several years, with the way that they've tried to squeeze every nickel, every dime, every penny out of their guests, it just kind of makes us want to step back and reevaluate what we're doing. And I think that we want to make sure that we're not a marketing arm for the company. We also want to, at the same time, help those who are interested in going to a Disney destination, who want to participate in a race, who are curious as to whether or not it's worthwhile to purchase a ticket to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. I think that it's part of our obligation to our listeners to help them whenever possible. But I think that the two of you hit the nail on the head, saying that it's just not just one reason or one component that would make anyone want to step back and reevaluate. And I think
all right, Mike. I think it's time. It's time you told the truth. It's because they don't have chocolate milk at the end of the races that you've just given up, and you can't do this anymore.
But it's, you know, it's coming around. It's coming around. And you know, there's a whole bunch of things. You know, I'm not gonna I'm not going to pull any more punches. I think that the thing with Run Disney and pulling Rudy from the West Coast races, I think, is a mistake. They pulled Tara from the speaker series. I think that's a mistake. They're putting people up on the speaker series and charging them money. It just really hit you the wrong way, and I just don't like it. The thing with the price of the tickets and the thing with the proprietary parking. It's just a whole bunch of things really makes me say, what am I doing? Our first obligation is to our fans, to our listeners, who have sent us questions, and we've been able to, with the grace of gracious time that Jeff Galloway has given us, helped people get healthy and run and things like that. We went to the Mickey Miles and More way of doing things because we knew that the running was dropping, and we wanted to see if we could add on to it. And Chris, you have added so much value to this podcast, and we're very appreciative of that. So it's been really fun for 5 years. We've been doing this for 5 years. Michelle and I started doing this in 2012. There are a lot of people who were asking questions at Disney races, and we thought maybe it's time to have some kind of a vehicle out there that would help people deal with the kinds of questions and concerns and angst that they might have. But it's time to take a step back and to decide if we want to continue. So with that...
So, well, actually, there are a lot of people who I want to thank, too. Mm-hmm. Starting with Eve and Phil, who helped us with our website. There are a whole bunch of people at the beginning who were kind of like our board of advisors: Helen Dunn, Rich Gehring, or Michael Miller. Eddie McCoy was a huge help and a guest for many episodes. Also just a huge help on our podcast page. Jennifer Teague von Hoffman has been helping with membership. Alex Armas has been our question guy, helping us with that. Rich Gehring was also great, and Laura Gilbreth from the West Coast and Lee Zimmerman have been wonderful too. In addition to all the other guests, and if I've forgotten anybody, please forgive
me.
But
don't forget Mr. Voice,
yes, of course, Mr. Voice has been wonderful. So we really, really couldn't have done it without you. We just could go to so many people and just say, hey, can you help us out with this? And pretty much, I think 98% of the people who we've ever asked to be on the show, including Sean Astin, you know, said, sure, what can we do? Let's help you out. When can we do it? Everybody's been great. Jeff Galloway, honestly, the guy, if we had 79 questions, he would answer every single one. He's been wonderful, wonderful. Coming to our events on the Disney cruise. So we've been very, very lucky. Very lucky, and it's been a blast.
Agreed.
Yeah, just the opportunity to chat with you guys, both on and off air.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm going to miss the most, is sort of just being able to have a weekly, you know, bull session where we, you know, because half the time we spend talking is not even recorded, because we just kind of chat and we enjoy each other's company, and I hope that comes across on the show. You know, I almost feel like if the three of us got together just to talk about anything, people would want to listen, because we're goofballs. you know, it's been, you know, fun for me. Like, you know, I know you keep saying, like, well, I have so much work to do, and we all do. But, you know, it's always a nice reprieve to kind of talk with friends and discuss things we like and don't like, and, you know, and have a time to enjoy each other. So that's the one thing I'm going to miss the most in the next couple of months.
Of course.
Mike, on the other hand, could care less.
Of course.
he's already producing.
He's sick of us. He's like, we're done.
None of this would have been possible without the support and belief in us that Becky Menken had. Becky Menken, for years, supported WWE Today And she was right there when we started to do this show. And well, there were a lot of things that we would not have been able to do without Becky and her unbelievable staff of vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. It's just, it's been a pleasure with Becky. We had mentioned this to Becky earlier in the month that we were deciding on this, and she supported our decision, and she also said, when you're ready to go again, just let me know. So we love Becky, and we appreciate all the support that she has given us, and that goes towards not just supporting the podcast, but also helping us put together some very interesting and enjoyable events at Walt Disney World, dessert parties, of course, and we will always be grateful for that, and perhaps in the future we will be doing more, but we wanted to make sure that we had a special thank you for Becky. So Becky, thank you wherever you are in the world. Yeah. Thank you very much. And also all her agents who have helped us. Michelle, do you want, should we name us, do we want to name them, or would we be would we be better off not naming them because we may forget someone? I don't know, how do you feel?
Oh, I think that we'll just say Becky and all our agents. I mean, yeah, they've been great. And honestly, we couldn't have done, as you said, the dessert parties, a lot of our planning, we're, the summer things that we've had going on, the fundraising for Give Kids the World. Becky was, it wasn't just a matter of whether or not she was going to help or donate. It was, you know, how much can I do? How much can I help? Honestly, and her generous patronage of the show has meant that we could go to races that we probably wouldn't have been able to go to, and done experiences like tours and things, and been able to report on them for the podcast. So it's been great.
Of course, we also want to express our appreciation to both Phil and Eve for all the help that they have given us over the years. We also want to mention who were very instrumental in helping us put together those very special Give Kids the World weekends in August, where we had a lot of fun getting together and raising money for a very worthy area down in Kissimmee. And that will hopefully continue with everybody whenever you get a chance to volunteer at Give Kids the World, or if you have some extra disposable dollars to donate them to Give Kids the World, to help those children and their families. So a lot of good came from out of this podcast. So we got to meet a lot of people. We got to learn a lot about running and people and the wonderful stories. Also want to thank Rick Gregg. He's been with him for a long time, and no matter how many times I needed to have Rick do a different opening or closing, he was right there. And he, being the perfectionist that he is, would send me something, and then 5 minutes later he'd say, "Mike, I want to do that over. I think I can do it better." So Rick, really, really thank you for all that you've done over the years. And hopefully, you know, we'll see something, you know, from you in the future. So we wanted to thank him. We had so many guests. We've had Deb Wills, of course, and Len Tester, and many others. You know, Jeff Galloway. We've had Tara guide us. We've had Carissa B. Alert. We've had Rudy Novotny. We've had a lot of people from the Disney company. And there were some that were lined up to come on, but we're going to put that on hold. And we just want to express our thanks for everyone who set aside time to come on. And Michael Wardian is another one. Just really, really made for some interesting shows, and really, really made it not just interesting but enjoyable for us, because we get excited. We got excited whenever we had a special show that we wanted to bring to everybody. And I want to thank Chris for a lot of the show ideas that he's come up with the last several years, including the bracketology ones, and putting that together. And he still has a long list that's left that maybe perhaps we'll get to go. So Chris,
we'll have to get
you.
To, yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Personally,
well, I'll go ahead. You do your personal.
Well, I want to. You got to be careful here. I want to thank Michelle for putting up with me for 5 years, because I've been very. I don't know how to put it. Very, very opinionated on how this podcast should be put together and how things should be done. And she certainly has been a very, very amazing partner in that she's been very honest with me and said, Mike, I'm not sure if that works. And 99 and 44 100% of the time, she's right, because she had that perspective before being a podcaster of what the audience really wants and can handle, and she's been right pretty much all the time. But and if I didn't
pretty value, much
yeah if I didn't value
always your, right
if I didn't value your honesty, I wouldn't keep asking. And you know, sometimes she'd say, Mike, you're all wet, that's not going to work, and sometimes she said that really works. So she's allowed me to play, she's allowed me to do the production the way I want to do it. I've hoped to bring a little, little interesting piece on some of the shows with background music and other things, and I just hope that it's been enjoyable. So I'm pretty much done talking what I needed to talk about. Michelle, do you have any last words?
I mean, I just have to reiterate what Chris said. Mike, you commute for 5 hours a day, and then often that's not the end of your day. You come home and you are working on the podcast, doing post-production. It takes, you listen to every single word. You make us look good. You've always made us look good. You've taken out people's ums and ahs and things like that. And spent.
There was,
I know,
one
spent,
right there.
Yeah.
I just spent, took it all out.
Damn, there's another one.
Spent hours and hours just finding the right music or whatever. And so just a huge thanks. And Chris, I just really, really enjoy your perspective on things, and I know that's we're not gonna not be friends. I know Chris and I text each other pretty much every day with some sort of political or technology thing, but it's just great. You guys are my family.
No.
Thank you.
Feeling the same, but. I do want to thank I do want to thank all the listeners who have supported the show. When I was a listener, I supported the show. But it's amazing to me. I have been traveling a lot lately on book tours, and I can't tell you every time, like wherever I go, there's always somebody that kind of pops up and will say, I listen to Mickey Mouse, like wherever I go. So it's been such a thrill to be able to meet people who listen to the show that are Disney runners, who it's fun when I'm talking, children's books all day long, to talk about one of my other passions, which is running. And to a person, they've all been so generous and so wonderful to have a conversation with. So thank you all for when you come out and say hello to me, and for everybody that listens. I even have a friend of mine who I've known for years who started listening to the show when I came on. He's a runner. I think he likes Disney, but not like a fanatic, but he loves our interaction and has told me so.
Who's this?
His name is Augie DeBleek. Hi, Augie. He's a comic book fan, and so I've known him for years, and he's a great guy, and we go way back, and he just out of the blue one day, eventually he was listening to the show, so it was, it surprised me.
Thank you,
Art. But all of the listeners, and I hope that they're not, I hope they're really disappointed, but I hope they're not too disappointed by this news, and in some capacity, I think the three of us are gonna come back together and do something, whether it's this again or in a different format or what it's going to be. But I can't imagine not having to have conversations with you guys about everything. So thanks to you, Mike and Michelle, for allowing me to join in this game and making me feel like a full member when I always felt like I was the comic relief. So thanks to both of you. And hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Well, I think before we sign off, I think what we want to mention is how you, the listeners, would be aware of any particular special show we may want to post in the future if something important comes up and we feel that it's necessary for Chris, Michelle, and I to come on board and to express opinions and maybe to give some insight if we can find out some information. I guess the best place to look is on our Facebook page, which we are keeping up, or our Twitter feed. If we are going to have a special show, we will definitely send out a tweet, or we will post something on Facebook to make sure that everyone is aware of any special show we may be doing. But other than that, it's about time that we signed off. We'll see what happens. So once again, for Chris and for Michelle, for Rick Gregg, we want to thank you for your support. We want to congratulate you on any of your accomplishments in running, and we want to wish you the best, and once more, thank you. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, and for Chris Aliopoulos, and for Rick Gregg, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that